Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. This is the story of a man, a woman, and a movie. The man was Marion C. Cooper, a 1915 graduate of the Naval Academy and a guy who liked to live on the edge. In 1916, he went off to chase Pancho Villa with the Georgia National Guard. Then he joined the new Army Air Corps as a bomber pilot in World War I and was shot down in flames over Germany in September 1918. The armistice saw him recovering in a German hospital, but no sooner was he released than he volunteered to help Poland fight off an invasion by the new Soviet Red Army. He recruited 15 other American pilots and four Poles and formed the Kosciuszko Squadron. They shot up the Bolsheviks so badly the Russians put a bounty on his head. The woman was Marguerite Harrison, daughter of a shipping magnate who had grown up in Catonsville, attended the best schools, and married a stockbroker. When her husband died broke, she took a job as a reporter for the Baltimore Sun. She, too, loved adventure and wanted to see Europe after the war. With the newspaper's permission and the blessing of military intelligence, she traveled to Germany, dodged gunfire in the streets of Berlin, and sent back reports on the increasing social and political chaos. In search of ever more excitement, she lobbied to get into Russia for a first-hand look at the revolution. Undaunted by official resistance, she traveled on her own to Warsaw and took a room at the Bristol Hotel. There, at a ball, she met and danced away the night with a handsome American pilot named Marion Cooper. Cooper went back to the front, was again shot down, and thrown into a Russian prison at Belyov. To keep from being executed, remember he had a price on his head, he adopted the name of Frank Mosher. Harrison also made her way into Russia, accompanied only by another woman. In a few weeks, an American turncoat informed the Russians she was sending reports back to the American government. The secret police kept an eye on her, but let her continue. When she got word of a captured American, Frank Mosher, she sent him packages of food through the Red Cross with her name attached. Back came a note penciled on a cigarette wrapper. "My name is not Mosher. I'm Marion C. Cooper. Don't you remember dancing with me at the ball in the Hotel Bristol in Warsaw?" Shortly thereafter, she was arrested and tossed into the dreaded Lubyanka prison. Fortunately, both of them got out of Russia. Cooper, naturally, made a daring escape from a forest prison camp. Then a Maryland senator intervened and secured Marguerite's release. When she got back to Berlin, Cooper was there to greet her and tell her that those packages of food had saved his life. In 1923, Cooper conceived the idea of making a documentary about a tribe of nomads in western Persia. When Marguerite found out about it, she put up half the money for the expedition, on condition she could go along. She, Cooper, and cameraman Ernest Schoedsack set out to film the trek of a band of nomads forced to leave their drought-stricken land in western Persia and move east across rugged terrain to better pastures. Schoedsack took an immediate dislike to Marguerite, who wanted to appear in the film, insisted on putting on makeup before every shot, and treated the whole thing like a family outing in Catonsville. Still, she was right there when the tribe crossed the swift and dangerous Karen River on makeshift floats, then climbed barefoot over a 15,000-foot snow-covered mountain. When they reached the promised land, Cooper and Schoedsack had a powerful documentary, Grass, A Nation's Battle for Life. Harrison and Cooper then went their separate ways, she to marry and live out her life in Baltimore, he to Hollywood to make more movies. In 1933, he made one about an expedition to a dangerous island. Schoedsack's wife, who wrote the script, remembered her husband's disdain for Marguerite and Grass and included a part for an unwanted woman. Cooper convinced Faye Ray to take the role by telling her she'd have the tallest, darkest leading man in Hollywood as a co-star. Did she ever? You probably didn't know it, but King Kong, that big ape who climbed the Empire State Building, owed a little something to Your Maryland.